next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. Wolverines are 20-7 overall and 10-4 in the Big Ten. Michigan plays Northwestern and Purdue this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Start with some opening comments, and we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, we had a week to get ready for a lot of things last week, and we really had a great day here Saturday with game day being here, with a great Ohio team being here, and it was a close game all the way. Fortunate to stay in the lead and keep the lead when the buzzer ended. But when the buzzer ended the game.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you have a question at this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Amelia Reno with the Indianapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, Coach. You guys played Michigan State right after Draymond Green got hurt. And it looked, then, at least initially, like he wasn't going to play for a while, but of course he did, and he played pretty well. But coming into that game, after seeing the injury and knowing what you know about him, what did you anticipate out of him?
Well, I don't, you know, you just don't know because everybody stays pretty closed on how tough an injury is. So we really had no idea, but I was not surprised that he played out there. He certainly recovered very quickly from an injury that I think everyone thought was very serious.
Your next question comes from the line of Dave Dye with Fox Sports in Detroit.
John, can you try to put in perspective what Zach and Stu have meant to rebuilding this program over the last 4 years?
Well, I wish I could say I was this accurate at all recruiting, but we were just looking for two really solid kids that we could count on. That loved basketball, ran through the doors at Michigan because they wanted to play in the Big Ten, and they loved Michigan. And that there were going to be young men who could really be solid in the classroom, on the court, in every way. And that's what they've proved to be. But I think in recruiting, people don't understand the part about those 4 years, how much better they'll get if they have really good work habits. And their work habits not only have made them better, it's made the rest of our team better. Trey Burke comes into the gym and he sees Stu or Zach working extra before, working extra afterwards. He then realizes, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. And he's always done that. But if he came in and saw two seniors that were late for practice or complained about practice or didn't work in the off season, he may go more towards that way. They've helped us create a culture here that I hope is everlasting.
Thank you very much.
Your next question comes from one of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, do you feel like this Northwestern team you'll face will be different in some ways to what you saw in Ann Arbor?
With Shurna playing 20 minutes as their big man, that was the first game I believe where he played. I think he played 10 minutes as their big man in our game. That makes them a little bit different. No, I just really think they're a really good team. I keep stats like crazy, and I watch stats from last year and just see their field goal percentage is up from last year. The three-point field goal percentage is up from last year at this time. Their defensive field goal percentages are down from last year at this time, or better. So they're just a really quality team. And Bill obviously is one of the best coaches in the country. And Sherna and particularly Crawford, but now the point guard, oh, my goodness. I mean, he's incredible, having an incredible freshman year. So they're good. They're better than they were. They keep getting better game by game in my estimation.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from one of Aaron Brenner with Quad City Times.
Coach, Jordan Morgan redshirted a couple years ago, and I think he was acknowledged for his work ethic during then. Can you speak to how that has enhanced his career over the last two seasons?
Yeah, I think the redshirt thing is something that it's not for everybody. But for certain young men and women, I'm sure it is absolutely the best way to their success. I think it takes a lot of pressure off that freshman year, where a young man is, you know, he's 18 or 19, and Jordan was 17 when he got here, and he's trying to play against 21 and 22-year-old men. No different than a freshman. No different than a freshman in high school playing on the varsity. It's very difficult. And Jordan's an engineering major, so it just made sense and then became injured. It really made sense. But we talk to every freshman that we don't believe is starting from day one, if that really happens, but it has happened every year, and make the suggestion to him and tell him everything before we play him in that first game. And most obviously choose to try and play. I'm sure many, after 4 years, wish they would have redshirted that first year.
And then just to clarify, it sounds like from talking to the other coaches, it is primarily a player decision, not necessarily the head coach.
Yeah, that's what I think we can suggest things, and if we really disagree, I think that we would get the parents, we'd get everybody involved so they understand everything involved. But then, yes, it is still the some you will suggest more strongly than others, but it is a player decision, and that's where we're going through that right now with a medical redshirt with John Horford. But now it ultimately it's different than coming out of my decision, because I want what's best for John Horford, and having him play 4 or 5 games right now to help us win is not what's best for him. He should be entitled to another full season.
Coach, appreciate it.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question.
And your final question comes from the line of Bob Baptist with Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, John.
Hello, Bob.
After looking at the film from Saturday night, could you put a percentage on, or at least speak to how many of Ohio State's missed shots were open looks and how many were well defended by your guys?
You know, I thought we did. I know one thing in a game like that, where I think you have, you know, two good defensive teams. One is a little, Ohio's just longer than us. It was the team that was going to make tough shots. And we really made some well-guarded shots. Stu, Zach, Trey Burke, Jordan Morgan, step-across layup. They were really well-guarded. We just made them. And they had several shots, similar shots, that just didn't go in. So, I didn't really grade their shots as much as I graded out, you know, were we in the right spot to do? We do everything we could. But, you know, Buford's being guarded by Stu Douglas, who's 6 feet. Two, and Buford's longer. He probably got some just because of his length.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Coach,
okay.
That's all the time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, bye.